All right, let's get to cooking. I know, I can't wait to eat. Oh, man. I was trying to explain to some of the non-Jews in the building what a matzo ball tastes like, and I don't even know how to describe it. It's just complete goodness. And I'm so mad at myself because I spent so many years not eating them because they don't look very appetizing, but man, are they good. Ooh, and I tell you, the woman who makes them in our house, yeah, she makes a mean matzo ball. My mom is here right now, actually, with her matzo ball recipe. Good morning, Mom. Thanks for popping on by. I know you're busy. How are you?
That's okay. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I literally cannot wait to eat. I know we've got this 5K tomorrow morning, but I still feel like I'm going to have 6 matzo balls. I'm going to regret it, but I can't help
myself. But
that's
okay. You're doing a 5K in the morning, so it'll all work out.
I mean, I guess, Mom, but you know those matzo balls sit at the bottom of your stomach for like 3 days. I'm going to feel like I'm running 6 months pregnant. That's how it's going to feel. I'm going to feel like I'm running 3 miles and like, oh, I'm just carrying all this. I should really just eat it after.
All the matzo balls.
Oh,
I know.
But you know, if we put them aside, that someone's going to eat them before tomorrow. That's the problem, is because Derek said, just save them, Melissa. Like, save 5 matzo balls and just eat them after the race. I said, I would do that, but they're going to disappear. Someone's going to eat them. It never works out when we put dishes aside. It just doesn't.
Never.
In our house.
And especially with like the matzo balls, I could put 3 of them in the microwave.
Gone.
And just eat them as they are.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I could too. But you know that if we put them in a bowl, either Amy Jo or Annie Lynn or one of their boyfriends or dad, someone's going to just be like, oh, look at their leftover. This is so exciting. And like, no fault of their own, they're going to eat them. And then I'm going to be so mad because you only get matzo balls once a year. And at least in our house, that's how it works. And I need to eat them. So that's how I feel.
And you will. I made plenty.
Oh, I'm not worried about it. I can't save them till tomorrow. That's my issue, Mom. That's the issue.
Yeah.
Do you run
well,
a 5K?
That's okay.
You
know? We're going to eat them tonight.
All right. If that's how you really feel, then I guess I'll have to listen to my mother. I guess if you're going to twist my arm, I guess I'll eat them tonight. So, Mom, how do you make your matzo balls?
Well, I started with the water. Like, you get 1/4 cup of hot water, get 1/4 cup of chicken fat, which I ended up making my own soup. So I used the fat from my own soup, but you could use, you know, any fat.
Can you, like, go to buy? Is that something you could buy? It probably sounds dumb asking that question, but is that something you can?
I think it's more important that it's, like, not so much the chicken fat, but at least, you know, if you're going to make them with chicken soup, you could just use 1/4 cup of the soup.
Like the stock?
You're not going to, you know, start it from scratch. But
okay.
You're going to use a broth, which is fine, like the ones that come already made.
Okay, like a chicken stock. Okay.
Kind of sort of make it yourself.
Right.
But you throw on a couple of bouillon cubes to
right,
make it
right.
more chickeny.
Okay.
Do you have something to say?
Hi.
Hi, Chase. Ah, buddy. Why do you kill me like that? Hi, buddy. Oh, man. All right, cool. So you get the chicken fat. You got the hot water. What do you do next?
Right. And then you kind of mix this. You mix those together. But to me, you know me, I mix everything in the same bowl. So it was once I mixed the fat and the water together, which is 1/4 cup of each, then I just add in the cup of matzo meal. If you want to add salt, add a little bit of salt. I was interested in this recipe because it called for nutmeg, and I thought that might be kind of a little cute twist on it. So I made it with 1/4 teaspoon of nutmeg, 3 eggs very well beaten, and I like this too, 1/4 cup of the club soda, which kind of makes them more a little bit airy. And then some dehydrated onions and some parsley flakes. And you mix all that together, and then you let it stand. I left it in the refrigerator for about an hour. It says, you know, to leave it in the refrigerator for about an hour, max of 2 hours. And then when I took it out, because this is the first time I actually made matzo balls, like homemade, it was a little bit thin, so I added just a little bit more matzo meal to thicken it up a little bit. And then they said to put in, like, pecan size. So I made the balls very small instead of big, which is what I usually do, which I think will last longer. And Actually, I can remember your grandmother always saying, oh, this year they came out too soft, or this year they came out too hard, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
some people like hard matzo balls. Some people like softer ones. Well, these came out fluffy on the outside and more hard on the inside. I tried it last night, and they really came out delicious.
Oh, I'm excited.
However, for people that are in a hurry, Manischewitz matzo ball mix is also amazing if you want to do something quick. That's, you know, I always feel with cooking with Claude, I should make things from scratch. But there's also a faster way where, like, if you use the Manischewitz, you add the egg, you add the milk, you add a couple things. But then it, you know, comes with the soup mix and everything like that if you want to make them quicker.
Yeah, those come out really good as well. Yeah, those are delicious. Those are really, really good. Where do you get the Manischewitz, Mom? Is that in one of those, like, the like kosher aisle? Or where do you get, do you know where that would be?
Yeah, okay. Where I go and Stop and Shop, there's an aisle for just, you know, Jewish products. Like, they have the international aisle.
Yes.
But, you know, sometimes it's in there with all the other stuff. But I think with Stop and Shop, they have their own kosher section. So it's either in one aisle or the other, usually around Passover and Rosh Hashanah. You know, they have a big aisle. And then in the regular, you know, months, it's a little bit smaller, but it's in the same area. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and they really are so good, and you can add it to a chicken soup. You can have them just alone with noodles. You could have them just with the broth. Yeah. Like, my mom and I, we just pop them in the microwave, and we just eat them, like, after tonight. I mean, they're just so good. They're so, so good. They will sit with you, though. Let me tell you, they will fill you, and then you, like, don't want to eat anything else. You're good. They're really good.
Yeah, it sits in the bottom of your stomach for a couple of days.
Oh, it does. I'll never forget when you first told me that when I was a preteen, and you're like, just know one or two is good because they'll really sit with you. And I thought, oh, okay. I think I had five or six, and the next morning I was sick as a dog. I was like,
that's,
oh, my gosh.
Great.
Yeah, it's great.
And of course, the father won't touch them, but he has the soup nuts.
Yeah, exactly. Which is fine. That's more for us. I always say when people get upset, I can't believe you won't eat that. Why? It's more for us. We love them, so it's fine. Dad, you don't want them, Dad? Great.
I'm fine with soup nuts around the table and matzo balls. Take your choice.
Amen to that. I love it. Mom, thank you so much. I cannot wait to eat and see you in a couple of hours.
Okay, thank you, baby. Everyone, happy Passover and happy Easter.
Yes, thanks, Mom. Love you. Talk to you soon.